school program geared towards children from third to sixth class in the senior end of primary school. And it teaches children about global issues in a way, you know, that feels connected to their own lives. Children are encouraged to play an active role in making the world a better place for everybody. And the actual process itself is that you explore case studies either on the Irish Aid or World Awards website or on their magazine, which I must say our kids absolutely love the magazine. And, you know, you investigate different countries in the developing world. You know, you examine their geography, climate, way of life. And the children, through engagement with the programme, you know, they come to realise that we all have the same needs. We all need food, shelter, clothing, right to education, healthcare. And they just have a, you know, a sense of belonging to a common humanity.
Tell me a bit about the projects that you've made.
Yes, well, our project, what we decided to do was we tried to find links between what was happening in faraway countries, what's happening in Ireland, and what's happening in our own locality. So one of the countries that's case studied is Mozambique. And there's a nature reserve there with, you know, a selection of animals, and some of them are endangered for various reasons. For example, the elephant is endangered due to poaching. So we made the link that in Ireland, the Atlantic salmon is endangered for the very same reason, you know, due to illegal fishing. So although there's a catch and release system, obviously that's not necessarily the case in reality. So I suppose just to make the children aware of how we can help protect and preserve flora and fauna of our country, and that people in other countries do the same. And the Irish hare is endangered due to loss of habitat, and that's for various reasons, as in changes in farming methods, maybe, you know, cutting grass verge, just not leaving grass on the side of the, you know, field. The kids made a sculpture, for want of a better word, off a hare. So we made it from chicken wire, and then they covered the chicken wire with tweed, McGee tweed. And their Irish Aid are, they have a project in Mozambique called the Yao Crochet Project. So in this project, women learned how to crochet, and then they could sell, you know, the crochet to earn a living for themselves. So they made this huge, big elephant sculpture. So they made it from old traps, and then they covered it with all these lovely crochet patches, and it was very colourful. And they brought this elephant around, you know, local villages to educate people about, you know, trying to preserve their own flora and fauna rather than destroying it. So we decided then to make our Donegal connection. So we made our own Irish hare sculpture. So the kids made it from chicken wire. So that was kind of the basic sculpture. And then they covered it with Donegal tweed. So it was, again, just making a link between, you know, what's happening in different countries and what's happening in Ireland. And I suppose the importance of trying to look after our own local flora and fauna, and to appreciate it and to appreciate what we have around us.
Yeah, and that local issues can be found worldwide as well. So you've actually started a few new habits, fair trade products, green skills, wellbeing team. Is this something you're going to continue with?
Yes, absolutely. We have just started engaging in the last few years with global citizenship education. And, you know, its purpose, I suppose, is to empower learners of all ages to understand, analyse and sort of address complex global issues, you know, like gender inequality or poverty or human rights. And we try to do that in ways that are meaningful for the children. You know, so we try and make it real for them, I suppose. And for example, last year we held a fair trade fortnight, and just to introduce the kids to foods that they buy in the shop, you know, chocolate, bananas, coffee, and to try and encourage them to buy fair trade products, because then the people who are producing these, you know, they get a fair wage and the products are more likely to be sustainably produced. So that was one thing that we engaged with last year. Or we held a diversity day. Parents of all cultures, nationalities were invited to come in, bring food, information, photos about their, you know, their home country. And I suppose it's just about teaching children that ultimately we're all the same, you know, that we all need and want the same thing in life, and we can work together, you know, to create this for everybody.
Yeah, so it's all about empathy and sustainability. So thank you very much, Eleanor.